Blackstone Audio presents The Count of Monte Cristo by Alessandre Dumas. Chapter 1. The Arrival at Marseille. On the 24th of February 1815, the lookout of Notre Dame de la Garde signalled the three-master, the Pharaon, from Smyrna, Trieste, and Naples. As usual, a pilot put off immediately, and rounding the Château d'If, got on board the vessel between Cape Morgion and the Isle of Rion. Immediately, and according to custom, the platform of Fort Saint-Jean was covered with spectators. It is always an event at Marseille for a ship to come into port, especially when the ship, like the Pharaon, had been built, rigged, and laden on the stocks of the old Fossé, and belonged to an owner of the city. The ship drew on. It had safely passed the strait, which some volcanic shock has made between the Isle of Casalaregne and the Isle of Jarro, had doubled Pomègue and approached the harbour under topsails, jib and foresail, but so slowly and sedately that the idlers, with that instinct which misfortune sends before it, asked one another what misfortune could have happened on board. However, those experienced in navigation saw plainly that if any accident had occurred, it was not to the vessel herself, for she bore down with all the evidence of being skilfully handled, the anchor ready to be dropped, the bowsprit shrouds loose, and beside the pilot, who was steering the Pharaon by the narrow entrance of the port of Marseille, was a young man who, with activity and vigilant eye, watched every motion of the ship and repeated each direction of the pilot. The vague disquietude which prevailed amongst the spectators had so much affected one of the crowd.